بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. From the 99 beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Last week, we had discussed from the beautiful names Al-Hakim, or rather we have discussed Al-Kareem or Raqib. Today, inshaAllah, we discuss Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib, Mujib means that being who responds to the call of the heart of every person and individual. So that is Al-Mujib, not necessarily that a person has to say it and speak it out or read it out. Even when a person calls Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, even with the message of the heart, then also it is accepted. So this name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Al-Mujib, appears two times in the Qur'an Kareem. One of the places is ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the entire ummah, especially those people that have faltered and erred, made a mistake, slipped up in life and committed sins. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Make tawbah to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for such people, إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close to you, and He will respond to your call. Imagine the person who is in ma'asiyat. Allah is saying, I'm very close and I will respond. And the second place which gives very hope, great level of hope to every ummati, is أَمَّا يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who responds to the person who is مُضْطَر. مُضْطَر means that person who is in dire straits. He feels himself, he's cornered, or he's against the wall. He's cornered in any situation in life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّا يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, who's that being that responds to the alim? He did not say, who's the one that responds to an ascetic, to a zahid? He did not say, who's the one that responds to a pious person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who's that one that responds to mudtar, the person in dire straits? Immaterial of who he is, whether he is pious or not, whether his whole life was in tahajjud or not, whether he's got qada salah or not. But if in that situation he turns to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that most definitely will be accepted in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now ulama explain and say very beautifully that why is the dua of a muttar most readily accepted by Allah? Because when a person is in dire straits, he's in a fix, he's in a situation, that ikhlas is natural to him. It's natural. Person who the news comes to him, listen, your wife just came back now from the x-rays, she has been diagnosed with breast cancer. Allahu Akbar. The amount of ikhlas he'll have in the tear that will come out of his, that will flow down, the amount of ikhlas that he'll have, you can't equate it to anything, because he's really worried, he loves his wife. Oh, some phone call comes, your mother has met up in an accident, she's been admitted, they've got an emergency operation to undergo, please go to the hospital. Now, that ikhlas that he will make the dua for her, or she'll make for him if he's in any situation. So it's natural that in any situation, when a person is in dire straits, that ikhlas is natural to it. Few incidents. One is, amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there's many incidents where the du'as were accepted. One of them was Hazrat Asim radiallahu anhu. A group of people had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they requested that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have entered into the deen of Islam, we're new to the deen. So can you please select, earmark a few Sahaba radiallahu anhum, send a few of them back with us home, so they can teach us the deen of Islam. So Nabi Sallam says, no problem. Selected a few Sahaba, accompany them back to their village and teach them the deen of Islam. So en route, there was treachery, and they planned to assassinate or rather and kill the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sahaba were on guard. Immediately they went on the defense and they were ready to defend themselves. They never say, no, never mind, take what you need, take all my money, just leave my life. They were ready to give their lives for the deen of Allah. Those were Sahaba, difference with us and them, ready to meet Allah. So immediately on the attack, defending, and they're ready to save their lives. So they say, no, hold on, hold on. We're not here to kill you. They're telling the Sahaba, this kufar, we're not here to kill you. We just want, we need some ransom. We want to send you with some money to Makkah, Mukarramah. They say, listen, we're not buying into any tricks. Eventually, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this group said, listen, we're going to fight tooth and nail. Let's go for it. So the battle took place. Eventually, some Sahaba were martyred. And eventually, in that incident, few Sahaba were taken into captivity. Amongst them was Khubayb radiallahu anhu. But this one Sahabi, Asim radiallahu anhu, he was martyred. After that night, he made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, these people who have waged this war against us, the real attack, I think so, is on me. So he made dua to Allah. Fervently, with sincerity, he made dua. Allahumma inni ahma li dinik wa udafi'u anhu. O my Allah, I have left no stone unturned in protecting your deen and defending your deen. Fahmi lahmi wa azmi. Ya Allah, you protect my flesh and bone. You protect it from these enemies. So he made dua to Allah. And let not any kafir have the upper hand on my body at all. And he was martyred. So at the end of that small skirmish or battle that took place, the kuffar were going for the head of Asim radiallahu anhu. Why they wanted his head? A certain tribe said, we'll pay any price for his head. He had killed one of our relatives back down in one of the battles. You name the price, we want to drink, use his head and skull like a goblet. So when they went for his body to try and sever the neck or the head out of it, as they approached it, they saw his body is surrounded with a swamp of bees. They cannot go close. So they said, listen, something's not right here. Leave it, we'll come back tonight. No bees operate in the night, we'll come back at night. So they were ready to come at night to get the head of the Sahabi. Now he's a shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that night sent rains. The rains were so severe that the waters had pushed the body of Hazrat Asim radiallahu anhu into some protection, and it was buried into the ground. They wouldn't have any traces of where was his body. But that level of ikhlas, he made dua to Allah. Allah responded to his call. That even in that situation, he protected the body of Hazrat Asim radiallahu anhu. There was an incident, amazing, of Baqi bin Makhlad. He was a great muhaddith.
He explains this incident, and he says that one day a lady comes to him and says, "O Hazrat, O Baqi, I've got a request. My son has been taken into captivity, and I'm really wanting to pay the ransom of my son. The only possession that I have is my house. I'm ready to sell it. No one in the market to buy it. Can you please canvas advertise, see whether you can get someone to buy my house? Your du'as, maybe someone will buy it." So Hazrat Baqi, rahmatullah alayh, he says, "Okay, I've heard your sentiments and your call. Give me some time to think about it. Go away home." So he put his head down and he made dua to Allah. And he thought about it. Few days later, this lady is walking in, but with someone with her. So she says, O Baqi, I'm not too sure, whatever it was. But anyway, there's my son, he's free." He says, "But hold on, what happened? Oh son, what happened?" So the son says, "You know what, I was in captivity. Eventually they selected me, I was amongst the captives, to do some khidmat with the king. So I was in chains, in shackles, and as I was walking with all the other captives, going into the fields, or towards the palace to do some work, then as we were walking, suddenly I noticed like there's some freedom in my legs, I'm walking normal. So I looked down, to my utter amazement, those chains are loose. So the guard looks at me and says, 'Hey, why did you open it?' I say, 'Open nothing, I touched nothing.' So they, once again, they chained him up, they put it even more tight this time, and they're watching him. And the second time, as they are watching, these chains fall down automatic. So the guard asks this person, 'Is your mother alive?' So they say, 'Yes, my mother is alive.' He says, 'Listen, there's nothing we can do to you, you're free, go away home. Because your mother's du'as are accepted here.' So he comes back. So the mother says, 'Hold on, I made du'a, but I went to this one Hazrat. Let's go and thank him also.' So eventually Baqi rahmatullah alayhi says, what time did this happen?" So that was the time the complaint came from the mother. He went into tawajjuh and he made du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those chains fell down also. So when a person is really in dire straits and he makes du'a to Allah, there's no barriers. There's nothing that can stop the du'a from being accepted. The caution for each one of us as Muslims, that the du'a of a person who's oppressed, even if he is a kafir, readily accepted by Allah. Readily accepted by Allah. So this is al-mujib, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is ready to accept our du'as in any situation. Any situation. The poet so beautifully says, he says, "Nahnu nad'u al-ilaha fi kulli karbin, thumma nansahu inda kashfi al-kurubi." At the time of a difficulty, we cry and we burning the midnight oil and we making du'a and we tearing the musalla and making du'a to Allah. He says, no sooner is there a solution to your problems, we forgetting about Allah. How is it so quickly we forgetting about Allah? Then he says, "Kayfa narju ijabatan li du'a'in?" How can we hope that your du'as are accepted? "Qad sadadna turuqaha bidhunubi." You closing the doors of acceptance with your sin. So open the doors of acceptance. It's a simple thing. Just stop making ma'asiyat and guna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our du'as. In the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah." That du'a is the essence of ibadah. Because this is ibadah. Huwa al-ibadah. Why? When a person is making du'a, he humbles himself. He says, "Ya Allah, anta rabbuna. Anta rabbi. You my rabb. I am nothing. Ya Allah, you accept du'as. Ya Allah, with my broken efforts, I'm asking you. Through, from your hidden treasures, you grant me." So that's du'a where a person is very humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Few reasons why a person's du'a and call may not be accepted. Number one is adamul iqbal. That in his du'a, he is not sincere to Allah. He's asking, he's got some words in Arabic and he's just reading. He's reading some words. Du'a, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us English. He understands English. So make du'a in English. And when you make du'a in English, Allah understands that English. He understands every language. So speak your heart out. rather than just reading a few collated or collected words. Yes, there is lot of nur in the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lot of hidayat in the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we can learn it, no problem. But if there's something that we need to ask for, then we can ask it in English. That's number one. Number two is adam as-salah ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You make in dua, but you never read durood sharif. The dua is suspended. Umar radiyallahu says the dua is suspended. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, we can't answer the dua. He never read durood sharif. He must read durood sharif first. Then the dua. So the etiquette of making dua is that we praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. After praising Allah, immediately we read durood sharif. Then you ask for the needs of the akhirat, the needs of this world. And then before terminating, we make durood sharif again. So we have stamped this dua with durood sharif before, so it's heard. At the end, so it's accepted. So this dua, durood sharif, between the, from the beginning to the end, inshallah, that dua will be accepted. Number three, so the first is, you are not sincere. Number two, no durood sharif. Number three will be a person is hasty. He's hasty. He says, Ya Allah, this shop must do well and it must do well this week also. It can't happen like that. Ya Allah, I need barakah. Ya Allah, I need rahmah. I need mercies. I need some solution to my problems. And we leave it to Allah. Allah knows what is best. So no hastening or being, you know, forceful in the dua. And number four is that aklul haram. When the person is involved in any haram, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi says you can cry crocodile tears also, it won't be accepted. Cry how much you want. Because you got haram in your system. You know, you eat, your eating is haram, your drinking is haram, your clothing may be haram, or something is haram. So that dua, there is a barrier for it being accepted. There is an amazing dua that appears in Allama Tabrani rahimullah. He's got a book, Kitab al-Dua. In that book of his, he has written one amazing dua. Even myself, first time we're reading about this dua. So there's always something to learn for each one of us. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, مَن نَزَلَ بِهِ كَرْبٌ أَوْ شِدَّةٌ فَلْيَتَحَيَّنْ الْمُنَادِي. That person who faces any difficulty in life, any problem in life, wait for the time that the muadhin starts his adhan. Wait for that moment. The moment you hear the muadhin, immediately down tools, everything down. And now we listen to the, don't say last customer, get up Agati, last one, we're closing now. No. Immediately we say, right, let's close shop, we heard the adhan, close beforehand. When you hear the muadhin, when he says Allahu Akbar, you respond Allahu Akbar. When he recites the tashahud, the shahada, we also say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And you respond to the adhan as we would respond. Like a normal response to the adhan. And then at the end of the dua, of the adhan, to recite this dua. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati sadiqa wal haqqil mustajab. Lahu da'watul haqq wa kalimatul ikhlas. So we read these dua. It's a lengthy dua. We will write it down, inshallah. There is some of the musallis that say, Mawlana, every time you tell us duas, but we don't have it written. Inshallah, we will try and write that, have it down in some pages and give them out, inshallah. And then, ahyina aliha, wa amitna aliha, wa ba'athna aliha, wa ja'alna min khayri ahliha, mahyan wa mamata. So this dua a person recites, and then he makes dua to Allah. Whatever is his need will be accepted by Allah. Whatever is his need. As long as there is no obstacles from the acceptance of dua, some of the obstacles that we spoke about, then that dua will be accepted. Now we see that the pious, the duas, example Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the amount of ajizi, inkisar, tawajju, you know, the amount of humility that Nabi Sam had, and submission in the court of Allah when he made dua is amazing. Read Munajat-e Maqbool, Al-Hizbul Azam, and see how humble those words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are, dripping with humility. That he, how he pledged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he petitioned Allah, he says, O my Allah, I am nothing. You are my Rabb. I can't do anything. I am faqir. You are most independent. I need you, O my Allah. And those are the words. Nabi Sam says, we are crying to you, like how a blind man will cry and ask. So those were the words. Allama Suhaili rahimullah, amazing words of poetry he had. Cannot go through the entire couplet of his of dua. Now he, in those words of poetry, he says, Ya man yara ma fi dhamiri wa yasma'u. O that being who hears the call of the heart, who knows what's in my heart and he listens to my cry. Anta al-mu'iddu li kulli ma yatawaqqa'u. Ya Allah, you are the one that presents and prepares anything of desire. Anything we desire, Ya Allah, you have it. Ya man yurajja fi shada'idi kulliha. Ya man ilayhi al-mushtaka wal-mafza'u. O my Allah, in any difficulty, we only hope from you. Ya Allah, you are the person we bring our complaint to. If there's any place of refuge, O my Allah, it is you. Ya man khazainu rizqihi fi amrikun. O my Allah, the treasures of your sustenance are in kalima kun. Umnun fa innal khayra indaka ajma'u. Ya Allah, bless me because goodness by you is bountiful, is limitless. There's no limit to your bounties. So these were the words, and he says, Mali siwa faqri ilayka wasilatun. Ya Allah, there was nothing to bring and ask. The only thing I could bring is the level of poverty that I have. Ya Allah, my humility, I use that as a wasila and a medium to draw from your treasures. Fabil iftiqari ilayka faqri adfa'u. I repel and fulfill my needs with my humility and submission in front of you. So those were the words they used to call and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The couplets of Allama Suhaili rahimullah continue. But the lesson for each one of us is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is the one that listens to our call. Any situation, anything, it's only and only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I mean, each one of us must be hearing people in society. Maybe one person was very sick. He recited some things, he made some dua, Allah gave him shifa. One person was in any problem, he read something and Allah gave him success. Everyone had something or the other. I started my business in this way, but I used to make this dua and Allah accepted him. Remember, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who accepts our duas. Let us not forget that. In any difficulty, turn to Allah sincerely, make dua, spend the entire night, go the extra mile, do something extraordinary. And we will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our du'as. Just one important point of note for each one of us. It's because the days of Zulhijjah will be coming now, inshallah. So every fast, as if we fasted one entire year. Every fast. And every night of ibadah is as if you spend the night of Laylatul Qadr in ibadah. According to the hadith of Nabi Sallam. So let us go a little bit extra in these nights by speaking a little bit less, making more ibadah. Qasam has been taken regarding these nights. Wal fajri wal layalin ashr wal shafi'i wal watr wal layli idha yasr. So talking about the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our du'as and make du'a for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we all know what's happening to the ummah around the world, people, the difficulties, the sorrow, the grief, make dua for the entire ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with afiyat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our du'as. Wa akhir da'wan. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.